Okay.
I'm seeing new faces. Maybe I'm Danielle Buzz. I come from, I mean, I've been living here for 2.5 years with my family, but I'm originally from Lebanon and I was part of the community in Lebanon. So that's just for context. I have prepared a small sharing. It's not going to be about mission or doing mission per se, but rather about how the overall culture of the community I was part of, the family feel, the Christ-centered relationships, the way of prayer, the generous love of the brothers and sisters brought me to the Lord, and how the beauty of community life in itself, when being lived to the fullest, can be and is very attractive. As many of you already know, I'm a community kid, which means my parents were already community when I was born. So growing up in the People of God community in Lebanon, I watched how much of an impact community had on my parents. My parents did not have an easy life, and that's an understatement. JP told me that he was going to put a picture, and then I'm seeing everyone looking at the screen. And I told myself, I haven't put anything on. We're missing one. Alex was not born in this picture. So I have three kids, for those who don't know. Okay. So my parents did not have an easy life, and that's an understatement. And as a child, you go about life just observing their lives, their relationships, their circumstances, etc. One thing I knew for certain, and that I witnessed is how the community there, the brothers and sisters, supported them through pain, difficulties, and how we as a family were carried through it all, and how our lives would have been so different had we not been part of the people of God. So, fast forward to when I was 17, I experienced God, maybe, I'm going to say maybe, for the first time in a sort of the Spirit conference in Belgium. The conference was not evangelistic per se, but the whole setting was very much out of my comfort zone. New people all around, not the same bunch I was used to. But the thing that struck me the most at the time was the idea that there are other people from other places in the world who spoke a different language and had a different culture, who have experienced the same thing that my parents have experienced back home. Same love, same approach to relationships, same way of prayer, same openness to the work of the Holy Spirit, etc. I remember watching my friends experience God for the first time, and it was all we talked about for weeks after we came back home. I spent the next few years being part of UCO, University Christian Outreach, doing all sorts of mission, organizing events, doing office work, all of it. I remember UCO was and still is a very successful outreach in Lebanon because it had a committed and driven core group that had great bonds of brotherhood, always ready to serve, always ready to speak about God. It had a great culture that was very attractive to newcomers. And during that time, I made major decisions in my life, and none of it would have been possible without the brothers and sisters around me. During my second year in UCO, the people who had been living in household at the time, we were aged maybe 19, 20, and there was about 30 of us. And a few senior members from the community in Lebanon, we went on mission to Syria. The plan was to go there to give a Life in the Spirit seminar in a Syrian village on the border of Iraq, that maybe had 200 Christian families at the time. I will not tell the whole story of what happened there because it's a very long one, and the story is wonderful, but I'll leave it for another time. What I would like to take from it is that we went there to preach about God. That was our primary goal. And we were excited about that goal. But what we didn't expect would happen was that we would come back home almost as different people, having been changed by God's work in us. Raja, my husband, had his conversion over on the way there in the bus, shaking in the bus. But that's a story also for another time. What I would like to emphasize is that when we go on mission together, we grow together. When we give our all, as little as that might be, things happen. God is at work and is always ready to surprise us. Later on in life, after I got married, I got to serve in YPO, a young professionals outreach, and COM, Couples on Mission in Lebanon, and also in a Life of the Spirit seminar organized by YPO. I met new people who from the outside looked happy, satisfied, but once we got to the one-to-one sharings, I discovered how much they were broken and needed God, as we all know we do. Throughout the years, we saw all sorts of people walk through our doors. Through the various outreach meetings we had, and experienced something they have not experienced before. People of various ages, from different backgrounds, they all experienced the same thing, a kind of love they hadn't seen before. Many of them kept coming and eventually became members of the community and part of leadership. Even people with families in their 40s and 50s who had to make big changes in their lives to accommodate community commitments. I didn't stay and commit to the people of God because my parents were there or because my friends were there. I stayed because there's a love that's different, because what I experienced is truly special, because people truly live together as brothers and sisters, because I was loved and supported and constantly encouraged, and twice as much, if not more, when I was going through a tough time. This place protected me and kept me grounded in God's love. A few years later, as many of you know, our family had to leave Lebanon, and we suddenly found ourselves living in Abu Dhabi. It was the first time in my life that I was living without a community around. So looking at us from the outside, things looked great. Big house, decent income, fun activities, everything. We didn't lack for anything. But on the inside, things were different. Living through tough circumstances without love and support was near impossible. We had a lot to carry at the time, and no brothers and sisters to carry the load with us. And it's during those times that the devil creeps into your mind and starts messing it up. And when you're all alone, he may succeed, he can succeed. It was the first time I truly realized just how precious community life is and how being far from it can have a very big impact. So being far from community was one of the reasons why we decided to cut our stay in Abu Dhabi short and after 2 years, find another city to settle in. London was our top choice because you're all here. There's a community. I remember coming for the first time to an Antioch meeting. I know that 2 years ago was not a great time for everyone here, but from my perspective, I was jumping for joy. I didn't know how to describe it, but Antioch had the same aroma as my community back home. People's experience with community were very similar to mine. It's almost funny that some of the senior women and men here reminded me of senior women there, whom I love and miss very much. So for me, community is the place where I experienced God, learned to love and serve Him. This place gave me strong bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood to support me in my journey with the Lord and my personal life. A community of brothers and sisters is a great gift. We should nurture it, work to preserve it, and strive to bring new people to it so they can experience what we have now and for generations to come. Our parents experienced something wonderful here. We have experienced something wonderful. Let's bring others to experience it as well. Thank you.